Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, Little Chicago, bringing this back. Thanks for being part of my day and hanging out with me and Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Business Answer Book. He's an attorney. He helps people, small business owners, just like you and me, with legal issues, especially today we're talking about intellectual property, IP, intellectual property, as opposed to physical assets. These are things that you and I create. A painting, a piece of music, a term. Cliff Inico, thanks again for hanging out with us. Cliff, I have trademarked Small Business Advocate. It belongs to me.
Right.
And I'm glad I did years ago, because a lot of people seem to like that term right now. Mm-hmm. And at least a handful of times a year, I have to contact somebody and say, hey, can't use that. It belongs to me.
Yep, that's right.
They didn't do just a basic amount of research in today's world. It doesn't take much. They always do back off. But if I hadn't protected it, if I hadn't claimed it, my brand would be diluted now.
Yeah, you better believe it. I'd say I always tell people whenever you're trying to build a brand of any kind where your name, your logo, your image is distinctive and you want people to recognize it the minute they walk into the local supermarket or wherever you sell your stuff, mm-hmm. you got to get a federal trademark on it. You absolutely have to. Yes, it's going to cost you a little bit of money. It's going to be a little bit of a painful experience. Now, the trademark office is not giving out trademarks the way they used to. They've tightened up a lot now because mm-hmm. people have been complaining that they've been a little too liberal about letting people use names. But it's money well spent. If you're going to build a brand, you absolutely have to do this. I can't tell you how many times I'm approached each year by clients who started a business, they gave it a name, they started to build a following, and then they got a nasty letter from some lawyer in some other part of the country saying, cease and desist.
Right.
My client owns the rights to this name for this particular product mm-hmm. or service. You cannot use it. And they got to change their name. They got to get all new right. signage. They got to do all whatever. That's just an utter painful thing.
And you know, 30 years ago, it was a lot harder to do that. But
yeah.
today, with the internet and being able to go online and just do a search or a URL search or whatever, you know, nobody should infringe on anybody else's name accidentally anymore.
No, that's exactly right. It makes it that much easier. It also makes it that much more difficult to pick names because when you do searches, you find that there are other people in the country. Just doing it.
Right.
I always tell people, before you pick a name for anything, just do a quick internet search and see if there's some other business in some other part of the country that has it, because they probably have a website and you'll probably find out about it. There's no excuse for you not to do it, but it also makes it harder to pick the right name, because years ago you didn't have to worry about the little antique store in Missouri
right.
that has the same place name that you do.
Right.
But now you got to worry about those people. You know, they have lawyers, they got a website now, they're building a brand with that name nationwide. They're selling to people in Russia now.
Right.
They're not just dealing with a local market where they say, oh, well, who cares? Well, we can coexist. You stay in Missouri, I'll stay in Connecticut, and that's
mm-hmm.
it. You can't do that anymore now. Every business now is potentially a worldwide business.
But only if
they, against each other.
But pretty much only if they've trademarked it, right? I mean, Annie's Antiques in Sheboygan, Wisconsin...
Yeah.
Is not going to be able, even if they're doing business worldwide, they're not going to be able to protect Annie's Antique from being used in another part of the country,
well,
right?
Well, believe it or not, there is something called a common law trademark. You ever see something with the letters TM or SM
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end?
Yeah,
you ever
course.
See those? That's a common law trademark. What that person is saying there is that, look, I haven't registered this with the trademark office. I don't know if I can or not, but I'm claiming this as a trademark.
I only put TM on mine if we're actually in the process of getting a trademark.
That's correct. But the way common law trademarks work, Jim, if you have a common law trademark and you see someone else is using it, and you can prove that you were using that name
right.
in commerce before they were,
right.
You still have the right to shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
You can
yeah.
sue them. You can
if you want
right.
to. Mm-hmm.
Right. But you got to prove that you were in business before. Now, with
and
a federally
if your business
registered trademark,
not very big, it's not worth the trouble, but But
well, exactly, yeah. Exactly. You're not going to do that. I mean, there can be any antiques all over the country. No one's going to care. If the market, but the fact of the matter is that some people do care, and you got to be careful about that.
Do you recommend small business owners not only do Google searches, but also go to USPTO, US Pat Trade and
yes, USPTO.gov.
And look, that's pretty handy.
Do a basic trademark search. It takes 5 minutes, and if there is a problem, you can have your lawyer look at it and give you a sense of you know how bad is this going to be. And by the way, if the owner of the if you see that your name is being used by someone else, and that someone else is some big Fortune 1000 corporation, don't use the name.
Yeah,
because whether or not they have the right to, you will get a nasty letter from their attorney.
Well, if you've been using it first and they start using it, that's a different story. If you
that's true, but then you're going to have to prove it.
Right,
you're going to have to prove it, though.
That's
there was a case years ago. There was a guy in Southern Illinois who, for generations, had run a had a family owned restaurant called McDonald's Family Hamburgers.
Yeah,
and of course, McDonald's Corp. You know, in the 80s, went after these guys, told them to cease and desist. But they fought this battle. They fought, I think, 10 years in the Illinois courts, and they ultimately won the case, which was a big victory for small business.
Right.
You know, they say that we've been using this name since the 1920s. McDonald's wasn't founded until the 1950s, so you just can't you can't stop us from using their name. What they ended up doing, actually, they did a settlement where the little family restaurant was allowed to use the name, but only for as long as the current owner was alive, and then they would have to change it. They got a ton of money from McDonald's for it, so don't feel sorry for them. They're doing well. They're down in Costa Rica right
Another
now.
Thing to do to keep up with your own brands to see if other people are using it is to do Google alerts on whatever it is that you want to protect. What do you
think? I always do that on my stuff. I got Google alerts on several things that I care about. Yep, you do it every day. You get an update.
Yeah.
It says, you know, look out, there's this guy named Jim somewhere in Alabama who's you know, thinking about
type in Andy's Antiques in Google alerts and you'll get that, right? I mean, it'll whatever
you'll
it
get
is.
All that. Anybody, whenever they see a reference to Andy's Antiques,
Co's eBay marketing vibe, whatever, and same thing. Hey, Cliff, hold on to that thought. Give us the website, please.
You bet. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
We'll come back. We're going to talk. We're going to switch horses and talk about another topic after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Cliff Inico.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.